This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the jungle, baby.
I'm watering my herbs, my newly planted herb plants right now, Pally.
Your herbs?
Yeah.
Your marijuana herbs?
No, I'm a good boy. No. I got some basil and some cilantro and some parsley.
All right, so are you one of those people that can actually taste cilantro?
Yes.
Okay, me too.
And I'm one of those people that loves cilantro.
Me too. In fact, whenever, like when we're doing HelloFresh and stuff, and they always send the cilantro thing, I'd chop it up and I'd eat it all by myself because nobody else likes it.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That people have just that huge of a reaction to cilantro.
Mm-hmm.
But I am one of the minorities. I think I told you this before. I'm one of those minorities that when I eat anything ginger, it has like a warm burning sensation.
Oh, I love ginger.
Yeah, so do I.
Oh my God, it's so good.
There's some like bakeries that will do like real high quality ginger in their cookies.
Mm.
And it almost is too much of a burn. It's not warm at all.
Really?
Yeah, but I still like, that's when I know that's the good stuff. Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah, whenever we get sushi, everybody gives me their ginger because they don't like it. The pickled ginger?
Yeah, nice.
I love it, dude. I love it. Because they never give you enough ginger. Because, you know, you're supposed to eat like, if you get multiple types of sushi, you're supposed to eat like all of one type. And then when you're done, you eat the pickled ginger to like cleanse your palate. And then you move to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
But like when you get sushi, dude, you get like three little flakes of ginger.
Agreed.
What am I going to do with that?
See, my wife is regarding sushi. She can't get enough wasabi. You could pile that stuff up. Like you could make a roll out of it and she would still be looking for more wasabi.
Oh God. Yeah.
She loves that sensation of like up your nose. She loves that.
I know. I do too.
And for me, like as soon as I start crying, I'm okay crying, but as soon as it goes up my nose, oh, I hate it. It just drives me crazy. I feel so out of control.
I love it. I take the wasabi and I put it in my little bowl of soy sauce and I stir it together.
Oh, it's the best that way.
And I make sure there's always like little clumps because, you know, like you can stir it enough where the clumps are gone.
Yeah.
But I like to leave little clumps because then you get that surprise. You know what I mean? Like you dip it in and you think it's just like ginger soy or wasabi soy sauce, but then there's like a chunk of wasabi on there and you put it in your mouth and you're like, oh, yeah.
You're conversating with somebody and you just think it's soy sauce and it just fools you.
Yeah. I want to have real wasabi though, because apparently what we have in the U.S. is not actually wasabi. It's just like colored horseradish.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to a convention in Japan. Let's just do it.
Let's throw a ChuChuCon in Tokyo.
Oh my God, that'd be the best. Mm-hmm. The wife already knows that is so on my bucket list. Okay. Now tell me three destinations that are on your bucket list.
Oh, okay. Tokyo.
Yes. Me too. Check.
Oh God. What's the other one? It's another Japanese place. Where's Mr. Miyagi from? Osaka?
Okay. Let's say Osaka. You want to go visit the homeland of Mr. Miyagi? Okay. Yeah. I gotcha. do that Mr. Miyagi tour that you're so well known for.
And, I'd love to go to like, Istanbul.
Ooh, neat.
Yeah. I hear Istanbul's got really great food. And of course, it's like one of the oldest cities in the world. So I'd love to go visit and poke around.
Oh, you and the languages? Forget about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
I don't even know what Turkish sounds like, but you know what? Who cares?
But there's so many ancient languages around that area.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be interesting.
I know. And bonus city.
Ooh.
I'd love to go to Morocco.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like Boston. Like, huh? What?
No, I've been to Boston. It's all right.
Yeah, I know. But I just thought you'd say like a Midwest or, you know, some base. Oh, Baltimore. Yeah, I'll go there. You know, it's like, what? All these exotic locales and then Baltimore.
Newark, New Jersey.
There you go.
Yeah, buddy.
I think I would be, and I already told the wife, the bucket list is, and I'm just going continents, Japan, Thailand, and Spain.
Oh, yeah. Spain would be good, too.
Those would be the three. Yeah.
Yeah, Spain would be good, too. My mom's family is from the Basque Country in Spain. I love to go over there. That's where my dogs are from, the Pyrenees Mountains. So I'm sure my wife would love it. She might put a couple in the suitcase and bring them back home.
I was going to say, take yours over there so they can be reunited with the motherland. We're home.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. No, that's a good list, dude.
And I'll tell you, like, one of the wife has no interest in Japan. I think she just thinks it's so chaotic. Like, every time you see stuff on the Travel Channel, just mass chaos and neon. And for me, I'm like, that's exactly why I want to go. The mass chaos, the neon. Like, I find it fascinating. But I've always been trying to convince her, like, Spain, I could see us doing. Like, I can easily see us doing. And then we were watching some show, I think it was on YouTube, because my wife loves really nice aquariums. Mm. And sadly, the Shedd Aquarium here in Chicago hasn't really been renovated probably since the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not well laid out. All of the, like, just all of the exhibits look real old and dated.
Yeah.
So we're watching the special, and like the number two aquarium in the world, I think, is in Barcelona.
Really?
And right there, I was like, well, we could always go to Barcelona. We don't have to go anywhere else. Even just to go to Barcelona, I'm in for that. We should go see that aquarium. And she's like, I do love aquariums. Yeah, maybe we should. And it's like, yeah. any way to check that off the bucket list.
Man, I would love to go to Barcelona and have some, like, real paella.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be awesome. There's, what is the site? Gastronomad, I think it is. Let me make sure.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, Gastronomad. No, that's his personal site. Dang it. All right, so do you know who Mike Elgin is?
No.
Okay, so Mike Elgin is a tech journalist. And he still does tech journalism. He's on podcasts every once in a while. But he and his wife started this business, the Gastro Nomad Experiences. And you sign up, you go for like a week. And I think they're doing like three or four a year. So in October, they're doing one in Prosecco.
Okay.
Like they rent out a house. And it's like him and his wife and like, five or six couples. Like, it's really small. And and you just, like, go sightseeing and eat local food and things like that. They're doing one in Mexico City in January. And then they're doing one in Morocco in April of next year.
Ooh.
And then Prosecco again. He might have a house in Prosecco. Because he goes to Prosecco every year.
It sounds like a perfect scam to have people pay for your trips.
Possibly.
Hey, and more power to them. I knew a travel agent that's exactly what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they would guide people. They would take, it was all about cruises. And then, like, every third cruise, they would go on as guides. But yet, like, that just means they sell enough cruises that every third cruise they can go and it will be free.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So it's like, oh, good on them.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, if your love is traveling or food, what the hell?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure what the price is. I'm sure it's a few grand to go.
Oh, for sure.
He's doing a Barcelona one next September.
Oh,
you should
God.
Sign up. You should check it out because he posts pictures and stuff. Like you cook. Like everybody that's there does all the cooking and stuff with like a chef, an in-house chef.
Nice.
Yeah, it's cool. Gastronomad.net. And then you can go to the experiences section.
I will check that out.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
That sounds great.
It's pretty sweet.
Like, I'm even one of those suckers that would even do, like, oh, the Cooking Channel has their own cruise right now. Come and see celebrity chefs and eat with, like, I even told the wife, I ain't going. I mean, I like me some celebrity chefs. There's a few that I do like. And just like Julian, I like me some Alton Brown. I like it.
Oh yeah.
But and like I even told my wife, I ain't going for the celebrity chefs. Even if I have to pay more, I'm going expecting that the food would be that much better because it's a chef cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what I want. I want elevated cuisine. I'll pay more for elevated cuisine. I don't really need to see like, oh, there's Emeril Lagasse. I don't care about that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I mean, natural segue.
Ooh, that's what we are.
I
mean, come on.
Yeah,
Two-time Grammy Award winner over here.
Natural segue. Anthony Bourdain passed away. And,
yes.
I was talking to Sparky because, on the 2BT show, he was talking about Anthony Bourdain a little bit.
Ooh.
And, yeah, it was cool. Obviously it didn't last very long because it naturally segued into Star Wars. But,
I would love to hear that segue. You know, Anthony Bourdain, well-known lover of stormtroopers. And speaking of stormtroopers.
But, yeah, but I chatted with him a little bit, after I heard the episode. I met Anthony Bourdain in New York.
Get out of here.
Yeah, in a little piece of crap dive bar, down in the Village. That
sounds like Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah, yeah. Like, dude, seriously, like, piece of crap. Like,
yeah.
They took me, I went with some friends, and, there was this band playing there. And,
nice. A well-known band or like a friend's band?
I think it might have been a friend's band.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway, so they're like, yeah, let's go check out this band that I can't remember the name of the place either. I remember exactly what it looked like. Cause like we're going through like F Street or whatever. And, we pull up and I swear to God, I thought like we were in an alleyway. You know what I mean? And, we're walking past and we get to the place and they're like, oh, here it is. And it's literally like, 10 feet across. It's like the size of my recording studio. It was like 10 feet across and like, I don't know, 100 feet deep. And there had to be like 300 people in there. I'm pretty sure if the fire marshal showed up, like we would have all
gone
to jail.
Holy Christ.
It was like
that sounds
a little
like
tiny place.
It sounds like one of those pop-up like little restaurants or pop-up concert halls. Like, the fire marshal, what the fire marshal doesn't know won't hurt him. And oh yeah, we also are drinking alcohol without a light.
Well, so granted, this was like 15, 20 years ago.
Sure.
And yes, we were a little intoxicated.
Yeah.
By the way, happy National Bourbon Day.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's interesting how Bourbon Day follows Cupcake Day.
Yes, it's also Flag Day, so interesting how we celebrate the flag and drink bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
It's also Donald J. Trump's birthday.
All right, well, we gotta go. Now you have to do editing on our podcast. Way to go, Martin.
But yeah, so we went to this piece of crap place, and it was cool as shit, dude. Like, a lot of places down there are kind of weird. The East Village in New York, I don't know if you've ever been, but...
I've never been to New York.
Oh, never. Period.
Okay. I flew into, what is it, LaGuardia to get to New Jersey for a cousin's wedding.
Gotcha.
So that's it. But I'm dying to go to New York.
The East Village, I don't know how it is now. I'm sure like, just like everything else, it's been gentrified. But, sure. But back then there were tons of dive bars and like punk rock clubs. And, nice. Like that's where like all the, like we'd go skating there, you know, in high school. Cause like, they let you skate in the plaza or whatever. Everyone had like dyed hair and there's like mom and pop Hot Topic type stores. You know what I mean? Like everywhere.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great. It was great. So yeah. So we went there and he was just chilling there with some other dude, like some buddy of his. And, I mean, this was pretty early on in his career, but, we already know who he was. And, we went up and just like introduced ourselves or whatever. And he was totally cool. Like he chatted with us, had a couple of drinks with us and that's it.
Did you ever read Kitchen Confidential?
Oh yeah. It's a great book.
Fantastic book. Probably one of the best, slice of life biographies I've read.
Yeah.
But even just reading that, you come away with, yes, he is, even when he talks like he always says he's into like rock and roll. He's into punk rock. He's into like hard alcohol and like a greasy spoon over like faux gras.
Yeah.
And it's like even though he's a French trained chef and he was, you know, very skilled, it is one of those, you read anything by him or just listen to him, it's like, yeah, those are sort of the pillars of what Anthony Bourdain is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and it's great too, right? Because, now I lost my train of thought. Oh, the audiobook is narrated by him.
Ooh.
Yeah. He read his own book. It's freaking awesome.
I wonder if we still have that, Audible sponsor.
We sure do. You can go to nerdlegion.com/audible and get 2 free books to keep forever. And one of them can be, Kitchen Confidential by Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah. Give it a shot.
Yeah, it's great. I'm having an issue with my Audible account, but we're not going to talk about that.
No, they're a sponsor and they're a fantastic sponsor.
They're a great sponsor. It's not their fault. I think I did something.
Yeah. Usually it's user error.
Yeah. Yeah.
They wouldn't be where they're at if they had a sketchy product. That's for darn sure.
That's for sure. But yeah, good times, man.
I love me some Anthony Bourdain. I was really sad to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but
I know.
That happened.
His show was freaking awesome.
But I did remember on one of his shows, he was talking about growing up in France,
mm-hmm,
and how he gets very melancholy,
mm-hmm,
when he goes back. So when I heard where he passed away, I was like, huh, like I wonder if the melancholy really got to him.
Yeah. Well, you know, like,
because I get that way when I go back to like a hometown or something, like I can get blue.
Sure.
So I couldn't even imagine, like, wow, he probably doesn't get back to his hometown or a village that he could recognize as his, you know, oh, this reminds me of my hometown. Like I can see that.
Yeah.
If you're in a bad spot in your life, yeah, I can. Yeah, yeah. I get it.
Yeah, it can
will
be tough.
Missed.
It can be tough.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it the other day because it was like Kate Spade committed suicide and then Anthony Bourdain, mm-hmm, right after. And
yeah,
my first thought was like, man, like, you know, super wealthy people that can pretty much do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they have issues too. And the only reason we hear about it is because they're rich and famous. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's something to the saying that money won't buy you happiness.
It's very true.
You know?
It's very
true.
It
might make life easier, but, you know, hey, guess what? It's not going to wash the blue away.
Yep. Yeah, I read a study about that one time. It's like, I think like between 70 and 80,000 is like the maximum happiness point.
Hmm.
Now, I'm sure that that's not necessarily true for everybody. But after that, you start getting like diminishing returns in your happiness.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. And I also heard that like with governmental like unrest, that's a like suicides will jump up like 22% or something like that. Like, yeah, especially with teenagers, which I sort of get. Like, guess what? If something that you expect to be stable is all of a sudden an upheaval, you know, I can see where a teenager's mind might wander.
Yeah. Yeah, that's come up on Twitter recently, with a couple of people that listen to like CTT, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Where like you get so wrapped up in everything that's going on and you like get pissed off and frustrated and you want to vent your anger on the world. And, you know, like, here I am, here you are. You're rainbows and unicorns. You've had plenty of bullshit over the last couple of years.
For sure.
And you still keep a smile on your face. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I don't want to go into a blue area on this episode, but just 3 weeks ago, a friend of the family, who is actually family, her son, 23-year-old son, committed suicide.
Right.
So I went to that funeral and that was freaking powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow, to see all of these kids that are in college or just getting out of college. And like there were 350 friends and family at the wake alone.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but I mean, if you think about it, like you're used to like 85-year-old people dropping dead. Well, guess what? Their friends are also dropping dead. A 23-year-old, their friends ain't dropping dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it really hit home, especially like I have to, and I'll bring it back to a good spot. I gotta say, after like Kate Spade passed away, it seems like it really hit certain people really heavy, especially with suicide. And I gotta say, one person who is not afraid to always throw out like the suicide prevention hotline, reach out for help, Jimmy Palmiotti.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know if that's hit him directly in his, you know, in his life, but holy mackerel, is he a cheerleader whenever something horrible like that happens. He's one of the first people, like, here's the phone number, reach out, you guys aren't alone, you know, that type. And I'm just like, he certainly doesn't have to do that, but when he's using his social platform as like, hey, I want to get this message out. Mm-hmm. Maybe it isn't all about be just cheerleading. Here's my new project that I'm working on for so and so.
Yeah, yeah,
like, yeah. Good people.
Yep, that's true.
He's a good follow.
He is. I enjoy it. I enjoy it. Especially seeing like how close and in love him and Amanda are. It's freaking awesome,
dude. I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
Whenever I see them, the amount of putting her on a pedestal and how much he adores her is, it's an example that I to follow, you know, it's just like, way to go. Like they definitely still have that newlywed spark, even though they've been married how many years, you know?
Yep.
Like, good on them.
It's very true. Very true.
So what else is going on?
Oh, well, you know,
Mr. Ferretti's life.
The Ferrettis were here, this past weekend.
Ferretti reunion.
Yeah, Ferretti reunion. So my dad and his wife came in on Thursday evening.
Nice.
Julian came in Saturday morning. And then Lucas came in Sunday morning. Just for the day. And man, I had the best driving experience of my life.
What?
My brother's always, so I used to be a big car guy back in the day.
Wait, I was going to say, your brother Lucas is a huge car guy, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. So I used to be a big car guy. Lucas is still a big car guy. And, you know, of course they don't have kids, right? It's him and his girlfriend. They live at her mom's house because she's very ill. So they take care of her. Mm-hmm. And, he does the same job that Aaron does. He's in management for the, postal service. And,
so
he does
a very, very stable job.
Yeah, absolutely.
If he wants to splurge on a passion in his life, he can.
Absolutely. So he's always had like, he used to be into the whole like Beepoo thing. I don't know if you know what Beepoo is.
Mm-mm.
This is a thing, like it started, I want to say like in the 90s probably. You remember like in Fast and the Furious, everyone had like the souped up cars, like crazy colors and they racing and blah, blah, blah. So there was that culture, but stemming out of that came Beepoo culture, which came from Japan. And Beepoo is just like the Japanese pronunciation for VIP. And, so what they do is, kids in Japan started imitating like Yakuza, like car tastes.
Dang.
Okay. So like really nice, like high scale Japanese cars. But by not buying a very high scale expensive Japanese car, right? So they would take like, I don't know, like whatever the cheapest Lexus is, like a Lexus IS. Okay. Like the bottom of the line for Lexus. And like they would lower it and like black tint, black rims, like, you know, HID headlights, this and that and the other. Just make it look like a lot more than it is.
So it's like customization, but I'm guessing the thrill of it is taking a shitty bodied car and making it look like something that is uber cool.
Correct. Making it look like $1 million.
That's really cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
I mean, that takes a lot of passion.
It does.
Like I can never, and I even tell my wife all the time, when I watch somebody draw or do woodworking or like take a like block of clay and mold something, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I could never do what Lucas did.
Yeah.
no way in hell.
Well, and he's very particular, right? So like these guys like import parts from Japan, like body parts that aren't available in the US, and they like find ways to mold them to fit the body styles of American cars and like this and the other. They're pretty hardcore. So that's how he got into like Toyotas and that kind of stuff. So his first car that he bought himself was a Scion TC. Like, you know, a little sporty racer type car. Then he moved up. He got a Nissan 350Z. Then he went to an Infiniti, whatever the Infiniti version of the Nissan 350 is. Over the last couple of years, like he had his Z, he had the Infiniti. But then he started getting like really into Toyotas and Lexuses, and like he's got this Lexus he bought. My brother flew from Tennessee to Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Because he found the exact model of Lexus that he wanted. Okay. And he bought it for like $500 and put like $3,000 to the car and, sure. and would take it to car shows.
Dang.
Like he's really been, there's like a big car show scene in Tennessee as well. So he's all in that. Like he's always wearing, I can't remember what the name of the club is, but he's always wearing his club shirt, his club hat. And,
nice.
Like all the time. And,
nice.
So. Eventually, so
you can be a geek about anything.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what's awesome.
Absolutely.
It's so cool. Yeah, fly that flag.
So, you know, he's getting a little bit older, and, you know, his girlfriend's also aging a little bit. She's younger than he is.
But with these cars,
yeah.
Is the thrill for him getting the car customized to what he wants, and then does he flip it because here comes the next one that he gets to work on?
Sometimes he'll flip him, but not always.
Oh, sheesh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes, but not always.
Do I even want to know how many cars he has?
He's only got two right now.
Oh, okay. That's reasonable.
But the one that he flew to Ohio, dude, he flew to Ohio and he drove it down to Tennessee. And he said, like, the whole thing was shaking and rattling, like, the entire time. Like, it was a garbage dump.
Gee.
He thought he was going to have to pull over and get a buddy to tow him home because it was that bad.
Wow. Holy man.
But he still got it. He's had it for a couple of years and he's done a ton of work to it. Body work. He's got rims on it. Like the interior's super clean.
Can he do most of the work?
He does a lot of the work. Of course, he's in the car club. Okay. So there's guys that do this stuff for a living sometimes in the club. You know what I mean? Like body shop guys, or paint guys, things like that. So he's got friends that'll like help him out and do it real cheap.
Nice.
But he also does a lot of DIY stuff, right? So like he got these cool. rims that weren't in good shape. So he like took them off and sanded them down by hand and
Sheesh.
Like clear coated them, painted them, like everything. I think he said it took him like 3 or 4 days to like restore these wheels.
Holy cow.
It was him and his girlfriend doing it. So he still got that car.
Is she sort of into it, or since it's his passion, now it's become sort of her passion too?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both.
Okay. A little bit of both. I can see that.
But she's very artsy.
Yeah. Okay.
Like she was doing a lot of, like dream catchers and stuff, like custom dream catchers and selling them on Etsy Ooh. And stuff like that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So,
sheesh.
So he still has that car, but he got rid of his other stuff. And what he did was he bought I think it was a 2017. He just got it very recently, but it's a 2017, just like a year or two old, Lexus F something.
Okay.
It is like super nice. I've never seen this car. I don't even look up how much it cost, but just you look at it and it's a beautiful car. And my brother's very particular about it. Like he washes a car probably more than he showers. You know what I mean?
Oh boy. Okay.
Like he's one of those guys, like before he goes to work, he'll go and check on his car. He'll walk around and like buff out any like bird poop or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like an all the time thing.
So you getting in his car, he is inspecting you to make sure. All right. Where's his wallet? Does he have a pen in his back pocket?
Well, not quite like that.
He's not physically doing that to you, but I'm sure he's eyeballing the person who's getting in next to him.
Maybe.
Of course. Why? Of course, dude.
But he was like, hey, you want to go drive it? I was like, hell yeah, I want to go drive it.
Oh, yeah.
So, because, I mean, it looks super nice on the outside. And, of course, he's got the windows tinted, so I couldn't see inside. But I opened the door, and I was like, holy shit. Like, even the inside of this car is beautiful. It's like black and red leather, but it's like a dark red, almost like a burgundy.
Yeah.
All leather interior, Right. Obviously, it's a sports car, so it's two doors, and really, really two seats, because the back seats, I mean, you can fit a 5-year-old in it.
Yeah, come on.
But like, I get
You're putting groceries back there. That's about it.
Oh, absolutely. But I get in, and like, there's no key, right? So I get in, and he's like, yeah, just hit the button. So I hit the button, and like, the steering wheel adjusts exactly to my height and like, arm length. Yeah, I was like, what the hell?
What?
Like, the mirrors all shift by themselves.
Wait, this isn't, but this isn't to his dimension.
I mean, maybe. I mean, what?
And you're like perfectly his dimension? I don't think so.
Possibly. I mean, I don't know. We're the same height. He's like, I don't know, 60 pounds lighter than I am. So it's very possible that I was just, you know, set to his specifications, and because we're about the same height, it kind of worked out. But, like everything shifts. The dashboard is all digital. But there's a metal ring. And so like the gauge lights up. And that's where you have like your speed and your RPMs and then like your panels on the side. And there's like a button where you want to get more information on your travel, and like the gauge shifts over with the screen to make like a bigger screen on the left, and you have more car information. Like it was super nice, dude. So I get in it and I had to ask him.
I have to ask you first.
Yeah.
Is he cool with anyone driving his car?
No.
Or it's like girlfriend and family and the rest of the people will see.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm shocked you're driving, to be honest with you. Dude, that's just, how many comic book fans do you know that, even if it's a good friend, if you're like, hey, can I check out whatever issue it is and it's bagged and boarded, how many times will they be like, yeah, let me open it up for you and give it to you?
Mm-hmm.
Just because they don't trust that dumb piece of tape could hit the back of their comic book and rip the back cover. Mm-hmm, yes, of course.
Well,
so
yeah,
I'm shocked you're driving it.
Yeah. Well, that's like when I go to conventions and I look at a book, I always ask like if I can open it, and I always ask if I can put it back in.
Yep.
Right. Because a lot of those guys will let you open it to look at it, but they won't let you put it back in.
Yeah.
So I always ask.
I can't blame them.
Yeah, I always ask. And I think because I always ask, they're like, yeah, go ahead. They're like, if he asks, he knows what he's doing. But, so I get in and,
how awesome did it feel when you sat down in that thing?
It's very
was it
nice.
Like a sweet bucket seat type of thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like sweet bucket seat. Yeah. Like I feel like nothing's moving, right? Like my hands are perfectly on the steering wheel. Like everything's great.
Man.
A lot of people love new car smell. It doesn't have the new car smell. It just smells neutral, right? And I like that. I don't like the new car smell.
Gotcha.
So I start backing up, and we get on my road, and I go around the neighborhood once, right? Because my neighborhood is in a circle. It's probably like a mile and a half circle.
Mm-hmm.
So I drive around the circle. At first kind of slowly just to see like how the car drives and this and that. And he's telling me all about like, yeah, it's got like right now it's in sports mode and it's got like regular mode and eco mode and sports plus and this and that. So we're talking, of course, it's got paddle shifters. So I was like, I got to take this on the highway. It's got paddle shifters.
I've never done paddle shift. Yeah. Well, I'm not a car guy, but I've never done paddle shifters.
Sure.
That's awesome.
Me neither. Yeah. It was my first time. So I go around the neighborhood kind of nice and easy, you know, like a little over the speed limit, but not too much. And I was like, man, this drive's nice. I was like, let's go to the store and, get some stuff. I think I was out of tonic water, so I had to get some more tonic, and I went to get something else too. And
are all the Ferretti's gin and tonic drinkers? Or just you and Julian?
Me and Julian. All right. My dad.
What does Nelson drink?
Here's the weird thing. My dad loves drinking tonic water by itself.
Oh.
So I actually.
But he does have. You get the sophisticated tastes from him, obviously.
Eh, possibly.
Yeah.
So, of course, I got him some. He didn't like my expensive tonic, so I had to get him some Schweppes.
That's my dad, too.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, thanks for that really good beer. Do you have, like, Miller Lite? Like, yeah, here it is.
Dude, like, I went Thursday when I got off work. No, it was off Thursday. I went Wednesday when I got off work. And, I went to the liquor store and I went to the store to get my tonic, and they were out of the tonic I normally drink. It's the Fever Tree, but it's the green label. It's got like some extra crap in it. I don't know. So I just got like the regular one, the Indian label, the yellow label, just the Indian original recipe. Sure. And, I mean, it's like $6 for a 4-pack, right? And they're mm-hmm. little bottles. They're like, I don't know, 10-ounce bottles maybe?
Yeah.
So it's not cheap, mm-mm. right? Because you can buy like, it's almost a liter of like Schweppes or whatever the other brand is, Seagram's for like 99 cents, you know what I mean? 90 cents.
Yes.
So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get two of these, right? Because my brother and I will drink gin and tonics. My dad will drink some gin.
Mm-hmm.
Or my dad will drink some tonic and, whatever. That'll be good. Well, so he gets here Thursday and, he had stopped by the store because he didn't have any tonic water. So he got a little bottle of, Seagram's tonic because they didn't have mm-hmm. Schweppes. And, I was like, all right, that's fine. I was like, why don't you try this tonic? Like, it's really good. This is what I used to make gin and tonics. Like, you know, cause when you make gin and tonics, you don't want the tonic to be overbearing, right? Like you want to taste the gin.
Okay.
But it adds like a little something, right?
Yeah.
So I let him try. He's like, yeah, I don't like it. He's like, I'm just going to have this. Like it was like Walmart brand. You know what I mean? Like 50 cents that he spent on that thing.
He's a man of classic taste.
Sure. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So anyway, mm-hmm. so we go to the store and, it's probably like a mile down the street to get to the store.
Yeah.
And, unless it's like rush hour, there's no traffic on my road. It's one way, one lane each way.
Mm-hmm.
So I started going and once I passed the little barbecue place down the street, I booked it because usually there's cops in that parking lot.
Sure.
So I booked it and dude, like I stepped on it and you could feel it. You know what I mean? Like some car, like I'm mm-hmm. driving a big old truck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like driving the truck is very different. Like it handles very well. It's sure. got a smooth ride, but this is a sports car.
So you ain't punching it.
No. I stepped on yeah. it just a little bit. And
No. I mean in your
pickup. Oh, in my truck? No. And
you ain't punching nothing.
No, even if I punched it, I wouldn't be going anywhere.
Right. A sports car, you punch it and you're going to feel it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I hit it and all of a sudden I'm doing like 70 down this road. And the police station is like right down the street. So I slowed down a little bit and I was like, man, this is nice. So
could you tell you're going 70 or is it one of those cars that's like, oh, it could have been 30 miles an hour or it could have been 100 miles an hour. It felt exactly the same.
Let me tell you, when I say this is the nicest car I've ever been in, it was, yeah. it was literally like there was, I didn't feel a single bump. I barely felt the acceleration.
Yeah.
There was absolutely zero noise from outside. Jeez. Like zero.
Yeah, those are dangerous. You could have been doing 100.
Yes, and so I looked down, and that's when I realized I was doing 70, and it slowed down. Because yeah. I swear I could have been doing 40 or 50.
Yeah, yeah.
So, oh, man. Yeah, it was very nice.
When you're doing this, is Lucas a proud papa?
Oh, yeah. Of course he okay. is.
I would hope so.
Of course he is.
You gotta take pride in that stuff. Oh my God.
So we get back and my dad and his wife are outside talking and I was like, Dad, you gotta get in this car and drive it. I go inside. I was like, babe, we gotta trade my truck in. I gotta get this car.
but where's your daughter gonna go? Yeah, we'll figure that out later.
Oh. So my dad's like, nah, I don't want to drive it. Whatever. And I was like, dude, no, seriously, you gotta drive it. And Lucas is like, yeah, you really like it. He's like, you need to get a Lexus. Cause my dad's had this, like a Nissan Maxima for 7 or 8 years.
Sure.
And, my dad's a cool dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though he doesn't listen to this podcast. Well, he does, but.
Thank, oh no, I hope he doesn't.
Yeah,
no.
He does.
Oh, no. Don't tell me that.
But, like, you know, he likes his car. He keeps it clean, right?
Yeah.
He's got black rims on it. He's got like HIDs with projector headlights on it. Like it looks nice.
Nice.
It looks nice. But, so I was like, he's like, nah, I don't want to drive it, but I was like, dude, no, seriously, get in the car. So he gets in it and, they go off. They're gone for like mm-hmm. 10 or 15 minutes. I was like, just driving around the neighborhood.
So, you thought they were lost?
No, not at all. Cause I was trying to convince my wife I needed one. So I was like, yeah, take it around the neighborhood. It'd be like a, you know, like a racetrack. It's just a circle. Well, apparently they drove it around. He enjoyed it so much. They went out and got on the highway and drove like a couple exits up and down. And, and he's like, I need to get that car.
I need to have this. That's so good. Uh-huh. But isn't it weird though how you get sort of, well, I'm not a car person. So it's like once I find a car that I just sort of, oh, it's good, it's passable, it does every, you know, it's serviceable. Mm. You sort of get, a lot of people just get pigeonholed with it. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I've been using Nissans for the last 10 years. Why would I try a different car? Mm-hmm. And it's like, a lot of cars have made advancements since Nissan's made their advancements. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should try something new.
All right, so here we go. I just looked it up. The 2019 model is $85,000.
Jiminy Christmas.
It's got a 5-liter V8 putting 467 horsepower.
Jiminy Christmas.
Yeah. Now, I don't think his is that.
But let's go back to the original point. He doesn't have kids.
Sure.
You know, all the bills are paid for. He has a very, very secure job.
Yep.
So, shit, spend some money, son.
Mm-hmm.
I can't blame him.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. I found his 2016 Lexus GS 350 F Sport. Dang, it's still a $40,000 car.
Yeah, but could you imagine how much money he put into it?
I don't think he's put anything. I think his girlfriend said she won't let him do anything to that car, not even put wheels on it.
Wow.
He's like, I already test fitted my old wheels. Oh man,
that's great.
I got to find a picture and show you. Let me see if I can find a black one. His is black.
Do you think that Lucas is looking up and guesstimating how much you spend a month on comic books? And then you're like, damn, son, you could have a Lexus in a couple of years. What are you doing? Like, shut up. Don't tell my wife. Nelson, turn off this podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, my comic habit's probably at least a car payment.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
But you know what? Whatever. You know, like, he likes cars, so it makes sense that he would spend his money on a car. I like comics, so I'm okay just buying comics.
That's just like, all these foodies that go out and have, you know, $700 meal. Mm. It's like, hey, if that's what you want to go do and you can afford it, what's the harm?
Yeah, I put a picture in our Discord chat. Take a look at that.
Oh.
It's very nice. His is two door though. The one that I put on here is four door.
I can't blame him for the two-door. Ooh, God, that looks like a video game car.
Right?
Yeah. It looks like a Need for Speed car.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It's nice, dude. It's very nice.
See, when I see something like this, that would be like, now I need a car. I'm not a car guy, but holy Christ, that looks sweet.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, very nice. Very nice. I cooked all weekend. I cooked every single meal of the day.
Oh, that's great.
And I almost had an argument with my dad about it.
Uh-oh.
So, Sunday...
Did he want to man the grill? Was that the problem?
No. So, when we were growing up, like, we all helped around in the kitchen, right? Like, usually my parents would cook together, and then, like, the kids would clean up. So, it was kind of a communal experience, right? Cause you have multiple people in the kitchen and you're like, you're chatting and you're doing whatever.
It's the basis for why some people congregate in kitchens.
Sure, sure.
Just to get back to that feeling of like close quarters, everyone helping each other, like everyone towards one goal.
Yeah.
Is feeding people as well as talking.
Well, and that's why eating's cool, right? Like, regardless of what you do during the day, like that's your hangout time, right? Like you talk to each other and do whatever.
One thing that always, especially with barbecue joints, you seem to see them a lot, but I've been noticing a lot of craft breweries. Mm. They'll do the long communal picnic benches.
Oh yeah.
And the long tables. And like at first my wife was really put off by that. Like, I don't want to be talking to strangers. And I'm like, no, you don't get it. Like, that's when you're sharing, you know, hey, what are you drinking? What are you eating? What's good here? How long have you been? Like, I'm like, this is an experience that you don't get when you go to, like, fine dining restaurants.
Mm-hmm. That's what I love about going to, like, sushi restaurants owned by actual Japanese people and not just, like, chains or anything like that. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple that popped up here recently. And they're very small establishments, and all the tables are really close together. So you're pretty much just like eating with everybody, you know? Mm-hmm. And growing up, I hated that Because you're used to, like, you go to a restaurant and you have your own table, right? And the next person's, like, 3-4 feet away. But there's something about, like, the sharing of the food that I just really enjoy. Like, the more I get into cooking and food, the more I enjoy just being closer to random people.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm in the kitchen cooking. I can't remember what I was cooking Sunday. I honestly don't. But I'm in the kitchen cooking, and, like, my dad comes in. He's like, you need some help? I was like, no, no, no. I was like, I'm good. So he leaves. He comes back, like, 2 minutes later. Right? Do you need some help? Yeah. Like, they're all in the family room chatting, right? It's not like they're not doing anything. They're all talking to each other. I was like, no, seriously, like, I'm good. He's like, you cooked every single meal that was, since we've been here. I was like, yeah, I love cooking. Like, yeah, of course I have. And he's like, well, let me help you. He's like, you want me to, I was like chopping some vegetables, something at the time. He's like, you want me to help you chop stuff or whatever, like wash whatever vegetables or something, set the plates. I was like, no, like, leave me alone. So we almost got into an argument because I had to explain to him why I cook so much while they were here and why I cook all the time when, you know, it's just us in the house. Because that's like my zen time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Same here. Yeah, we've had this discussion.
Yeah. So I had to have the discussion with my dad because he didn't understand, right? Because we grew up with everyone in the kitchen, like, chatting and cooking and doing this and that and the other.
Sure.
And I just, I prefer it my way, the solo way.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's one of the few times of the day where I can feel creative and be in my thoughts.
Yeah. And I'm sure he's coming at it like everybody's forcing you to do this.
Well, and I had to explain that to him too. I was like, no one's forcing me to feed you guys. Like, we can go just get a pizza, right? Or like a grilled chicken or whatever. But like, I enjoy cooking. That's why I'm cooking.
Yeah. And how did they enjoy the food?
I had to send them like 8 different recipes.
Nice.
Yeah. Their favorite one, I figured it would be, was the simplest one. Mm-hmm. The one that takes the most prep, but it's very simple. It's a barbecue chicken ring.
Oh, you did tell me about this. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
So it's really simple. So all you do is you take a half a red onion, you chop it up. You get some chicken, just like, boiled chicken. Okay. You take some chicken breast, boil it, for like 30, 35 minutes. And then you shred it. So you do like 2 cups of chicken, throw it in there. And then a cup of barbecue sauce, throw that in there. Yeah. I didn't make the barbecue sauce from scratch because I didn't feel like it. So I just threw it in a cup. And then you take the little crescent rolls that you buy, like out of the refrigerator. You take a little bowl and you put the bowl in the middle and then you make like, I don't know, you just go around in a circle with the little crescent rolls. Cause they're just like shaped like triangles, right?
Right.
So you go in a circle like a sun, like a star kind of shape. And you use 2 packages per ring. Okay, so it's 16 crescent rolls per ring. The reason you have the bowl in the middle is because you want that circular shape in the middle. And then you do a layer of mozzarella cheese. Then you do a layer of the onion barbecue sauce chicken mixture. And then you do another layer of mozzarella on top. And then you fold the little crescent things over the mixture to seal it so it looks like a ring.
Right.
And then you bake it in the oven for like 20 minutes and you're done. So super simple, but they love the shit out of it.
So after you do that, then you remove the bowl or do you cook with the bowl there?
No. I mean, like, I put my cheese in the bowl just to not have the cheese in the bag. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
But no.
Okay.
You don't need to. All you're doing is just for the shape.
Right. That sounds so good. And I hate to say it. Everyone asked for that recipe. Because if you're going to a potluck or a holiday dinner and you have to bring something, that'll blow everyone's socks up, you know?
Well, I got the recipe from Reagan because she made it for Super Bowl last year.
Nice.
Yeah, she found it on some, like, I don't know, one of those things. Tasty, I think it was.
I think it's Tasty because I've seen it.
Yeah.
Tasty has some good recipes.
Tasty,
dude.
Yeah, they've got great recipes. They got some really good ones. And it's super simple. Audience. Yeah, super simple.
Yeah.
Except
I'm sure you can adjust the ingredients how you want.
Oh,
so,
sure.
Yeah. You don't want the onion. You want to add something else. Yeah. You throw something else in there.
Yep. Well, see, I love red onions.
Same here.
I love red onions. My wife's grandma's got this weird thing where she loves to eat just raw onions. And she and I talk about that all the time because I love onions. Like I won't eat, I won't just take a bite out of an onion, but like if there's leftover onions, I'll just get a spoon and like eat it. You know what I mean?
Cooked or raw?
Cooked. Cooked.
Yeah. Cooked for meat. Yeah. Yeah.
But
I'll
like,
do that for sure.
But I think we're the only two in the family that really love onions. So, we talked about that quite a bit, but yeah, they loved it. So I sent them that recipe and, I ended up making too much because we went grocery shopping Thursday when they got here and, I bought like it was like 4 or 5 pounds of chicken, like this giant tray of chicken breasts.
Dang.
And I was like, I don't even know how much chicken breast to make 2 cups. Like, how do you translate that? You know what I mean? Like, they need to work on that.
Well, it ain't 4 pounds, son. Holy shit.
So for future reference, 2 cups of shredded chicken is, 4 chicken breasts.
4 chicken breasts. I would think 2.
4 chicken breasts. Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know. You know what's a modern day miracle?
Oh, there's so many.
No. One in particular.
Okay.
Those crescent rolls.
Yeah, they're.
God damn, they're good.
They are so good.
Oh, and let me tell you, my mom, I wouldn't even call her. She used Chef Boyardee, but I would never call her Chef Boyardee. But Jana Wetmore?
Yeah.
She would do those crescent rolls. Hot dog rolled up in the crescent roll. Hell yeah.
Uh-huh.
So good. That was like one of the best after school snacks. Oh my God. And hey, if I'm white trash, I'm white trash. I don't care. Say it loud, say it proud. Oh my God. That was some damn good. That was better than any hot dog bun you could ever have. Please. Good God. I'm like I heard you when you're describing the chicken.
Uh-huh.
I heard you were salivating, and I just salivated thinking of the hot dog.
Oh, man. So the good thing about doing all this cooking over the weekend is Zoe was here the whole time.
Nice.
And she wanted to cook everybody breakfast.
Look at this.
And fortunately, she had a recipe.
Passing it down.
She had a recipe that she knew. I don't know where she learned it from.
All right.
It's very simple, and it's banana pancakes.
Ooh.
And all it takes is one banana, one egg.
Mm-hmm.
You mix it up and then you just fry it like a pancake.
So it's like a little like potato cake, but like a banana.
Yeah.
No flour, right?
No flour. It's just one banana and one egg. That's it. That's the two ingredients.
Yeah. So the egg makes it a little crunchy.
Yep. Yeah, it was good. You just got to make sure you use big bananas because we got a bunch of bananas because she wanted to make them. So we got a bunch of extra ones and,
look at her.
Some of them came out tasted more like omelet, like banana tasting omelets.
Sure.
Just the bananas were a little bit smaller. So you really need like a really big banana to make this taste right.
Now is it best to be like a non-ripe or a really ripe banana?
Well, I mean, you want it ripe enough where you can mash it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure. Was your father proud as all hell?
Oh, yeah.
When all of a sudden he's getting served by the grandchild. Wow.
Well, and I was
That's
proud.
That's so awesome.
Because even though she doesn't really cook with me, she definitely has the same attitude. Because I would be like, do you want me to help you? And she's like, no, I don't want you to do anything until it's time to cook. Like
you
can put him in the pot and cook him because I don't want to burn myself. But like everything else I'll do myself. I said, cool. So I just
let her do it. Say it loud, say it proud.
Yeah, she's very independent. You know what I mean?
That's all right. She can learn that from you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, I like it.
But,
I like it a lot.
Yeah, they were good. They were good. They're denser than normal pancakes.
I would assume so. Yeah, with no flour.
Yep. I probably would have done maybe like a little bit of – like just a little couple drops of like almond milk or something just to make it fluffier. Maybe a little bit of like vanilla extract. But yeah, they were good.
Sure.
They were good.
Hey, she's trying. She's trying something new.
Absolutely.
Way to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sounds like a great weekend.
She likes helping. So yeah, it was good weekend. My brother Julian introduced me to My Hero Academia, which was the most insane fucking shit I've ever seen in my life.
Is this the dude with the zipper
Yes.
The zipper up by his mouth. Yes. The jeans zipper up by his mouth.
His name is Best Genist.
Are you sure that Julian's anime name? Oh my God. That's such a good name.
Yeah. His name is Best Genist. He is the most famous, pant designer in the world, apparently.
Of course.
And he's also a superhero.
God, that's so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty sweet. It was pretty sweet. The bad guy in that show was freaking awesome. Mm-hmm. He was freaking awesome. But, yeah, it was fun. We watched that. My dad's like, what the hell are we watching?
What the hell?
My dad kept laughing hysterically because, like, they would do the craziest shit on that show.
Of course.
But, yeah, it was awesome. It was funny too because I had just started reading that.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. I started reading. I got volume one of it and I had read like the first few pages of it just to see what it's about because I heard about it before. He's like, hey, we need to watch this. And he put it on whatever it is, like Funimation, whatever app he's got. And, sure. I was like, oh shit, I'm reading this. So it was cool. He's like, well, spoilers, because obviously I'm on like the beginning of the story and this is like, I don't know, 50 episodes in. But yeah, it was cool. It was cool.
Is all of the Ferretti clan into very similar movies?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. That's interesting. That's really interesting. Did you guys watch any zombie or any horror stuff?
We watched, the Disaster Artist. Have you seen that? It's the James Franco movie.
Didn't you already see that?
No.
Or did you watch the original?
No. We watched The Room. And then
The Room.
When The Disaster Artist was in theaters, my wife and Reagan were going to go see it. And they never went. So we were waiting for it to come out on video. And it's free on Amazon Prime right now. Mm-hmm. So we're like, well, hell, let's just watch it. And it was freaking amazing. It was amazing. So we watched that. Apparently, my dad has seen The Room.
Really?
Yeah. So I
am so behind the curve.
I was
going to ask you, how did he like The Disaster Artist without seeing The Room?
Because no, he liked
it. I would be in his spot.
Yeah, no, he liked it. I was like, I had explained to him. I was like, have you, we're going to watch Disaster Artist. He's like, what's that? So I tried to explain it to him and he's like, okay. I was like, have you seen The Room? Like it's the movie based on how The Room was made. He's like, oh yeah, I saw The Room. I was like, okay.
Look at him. Oh my God. I'm so behind the curve. What the hell?
Mm-hmm. So we watched The Room. We had a mini Twilight Zone marathon, which is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
We watched like 6 or 7 episodes of Twilight Zone. I think it was like Saturday night. Yeah, Saturday night. Freaking awesome. Cause we grew up watching that. Like my dad would always watch it. You remember I used to do like, what was it? Memorial Day weekend?
New Year's Day.
They changed it to New Year's Day, but I think before that it was a different holiday. Are you sure it was New Year's Day? I don't know, it doesn't matter.
I remember New Year's Day, but that's okay.
All that matters is they used to do it like the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Right. And it was on like regular TV. It was on like NBC or something.
Oh, wow.
And then eventually they moved it, I think, to Sci-Fi.
Yeah, I remember it on Sci-Fi.
Yeah, Sci-Fi was doing it after a while. Yeah, but originally it was on network TV, like NBC or ABC, one of those. They carved out the whole weekend. It was just Twilight Zone episodes. Wow. And we used to watch it. So, you know, a lot of times when we get together, we'll watch a couple of Twilight Zone episodes. And, so yeah, we watch some and it's cool because like we have similar tastes, like in terms of, like the types of movies, but it doesn't always translate to like enjoying the same genres of movies.
Sure.
Like we all really like action flicks, of course. You know, we like horror movies, but beyond that, like we have varied tastes, but, like Twilight Zone is one of those things where like we can definitely all get together and watch.
The Venn diagram, all the circles are completely overlapping.
Yeah, absolutely.
When it comes to Twilight Zone, yep. Twilight Zone, let me guess. Twilight Zone, Arnold Schwarzenegger movies, and Stallone movies from a certain point to a certain point.
Correct.
Yeah, correct. Of course. Now, does your dad go down memory lane when he's watching stuff like this? Will he like, oh, I remember watching this. Remember when you were such as, will he give you like a story or an instance that he recalls that maybe you don't remember, that type of thing?
No. Or is we'll just watch it. Quiet? Yeah, we'll just watch it.
Gotcha.
Unless it's something that like we've communally watched together, right? So like when we watch, the cool thing about watching Twilight Zone together is that we've all seen all the episodes a bunch of times. So like we kind of know what it is, right? And my dad likes to narrate the episodes as we're watching them and like make comments. It's like Mystery Science Theater, but with Twilight Zone.
Oh, these are the good times. So this is one of those, like if you were to pull out like an 80s horror film that he brought you to, and we've discussed them, many films where it's like, oh my God, you guys were so young. Yeah, why is he bringing you to that?
Right.
But if you were to put that on now, he would be like, I remember taking you guys to this.
Yeah, maybe. Usually he talks more about like what's happening on screen than like what happened when we used to watch it.
I like the Mystery Science Theater. That would be fun.
It's fun. It's good. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
So we watched that. And then my dad and I were watching Ministry of Time on Netflix. And he really dug it. He really dug it. I think I mentioned it to you before. It's the show that they based Timeless on.
Yeah.
It's a Spanish show. I think they make it in Barcelona. And it was really freaking good, dude. We watched, I think, like 3 or 4 episodes.
Nice.
And he really dug it. He's going to keep watching it. Because when Lucas got here Sunday morning, I went to do – oh, yeah, I was making breakfast. And and he put it on because we were watching it Saturday night and then – or was it Saturday night? No, Thursday night. Thursday night we were watching it. And I had a record with Duane. Because we did the Valiant special on Comic Talk Today. So I was
a very good episode, by the way.
Oh, thank you. So I was like, I'm going to go record. I'll be back in like 30 minutes. And of course, like 30 minutes turned into like 2 hours. so he had to make fun of me the next day because he's watching with Lucas. And I was like, oh, you put it back on. He's like, yeah, you left me last night. Like, I'll be back in 30 minutes.
Oh, boy. That's all right.
But
your dad can give you shit.
Yeah. So we'll see. But it was good. Yeah, good. Fun weekend.
Sounds like a great weekend.
Yep. Went to Dave & Buster's, play some video games.
Oh, no. Okay. What games are the brothers into? What games is Nelson into?
Well, you know, I had to challenge Julie into Guitar Hero, of course.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So we played some Guitar Hero, and it kicked his ass. But I can't blame him. Like, it's so loud in there, it's hard to hear the music.
Sure, yeah.
So, but I kicked his ass. And then, I don't know, like, they were just playing around. Zoe likes to do a lot of the claw things to, like, grab toys.
Oh, yeah.
So they did a bunch of those. And because there were a bunch of us, we had a lot of cards, so she got a lot of tickets.
Oh, yeah.
And she was very happy because she got these, like, whale slippers.
Whale slippers.
I think they're whales. I can't remember. But like she had an idea that we'd have a lot of tickets because there are a lot of people. So we went to the little booth there and she's like, see how many tickets I have. So I looked it up. It was like 2,000 tickets.
Ooh.
And, so I told her, she's like, oh my God. So she's looking around and like the slippers caught her eye. She's like, these are only 1,600 tickets. I'm getting these. And I was like, all right, fine.
Only,
she's like, yeah.
Only.
I was like, that's fine. Just get those. And she's like, well, I want to see, like, that's a lot of tickets. I can get a lot of stuff. Like, I'll go around and see what else is there. Oh, you know what? They might be poop emoji slippers.
Oh, God.
They might be. I can't remember now. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So.
No.
She's like, I want to look around, but I really like these slippers. And I was like, well, those are the only ones left. Cause there were other slippers.
Oh, boy.
But there was that was the only one of that kind.
Uh-oh.
I was like, why don't you just keep them with you and, you know, see if you like other stuff and whatever.
Bird in the hand.
Yeah, exactly. But she ended up getting the poop slippers or whatever the hell they were. I can't remember. they're like gigantic, right? Like they fit her feet, but then like the front is like this giant bulbous thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she got a little tote bag. What the hell was it? One of those like surprise toy things that kids have. I don't know.
Wait, one of those like Hatchimal things?
Yeah, like the Hatchimal things.
Where the bird comes out of the egg?
Yeah, yeah. But not that. It was a different one.
I guess the only saving grace, at least she didn't just spend all 2,000 tickets on like, I'm going to buy 4,000 Tootsie Roll Pops. But it's like, oh no, what are we doing here, 4,000?
Yeah, no, she got the slippers, the tote bag, and then I think a pixie stick.
Of course she had to get a pixie stick.
Yeah, well, she had just enough for another pixie stick, so she got a pixie stick. Yep. But so they all had a good time.
But Daddy, if we get another 500 tickets, then I could get 4 pixie sticks. And you're like, wait a minute, how much money do I have to spend for that?
Well, it was funny too. I wish I had recorded it, because then my brother and I start getting into a conversation about the price per ticket, like the dollar price per ticket. Because they had this Batman, I'll say pillow. It was more like a cushion. You know what the Zoom Zooms are?
No.
All right, Zoom Zooms are these Japanese toys. Disney's doing a lot of them. They look like they're like little plushies, but they're rectangular, and they're in the shape of like characters. So Marvel's got a bunch of them. There's like there's like Spider-Man and some other ones. Matter of fact, the Spider-Man Zoom Zoom is going to be in the Spider-Geddon comic that's coming out.
Oh, well, now I'm going to have to get one.
Yeah, it's a sequel to Spider-Verse, dude. We got to read that.
We do have to read that. I'm with you.
Yeah. So anyway, so it's this like boxy looking pillow. Okay. It's Batman. Mm-hmm. Okay. In the old school costume. Not 40s, but maybe like mid 50s Batman.
Thanks.
They had a Batman, a Harley Quinn, a Robin, and one other one I can't remember.
Did you convince Zoe to get you that?
No. It was like 28,000 tickets.
Oh my God. Yeah. Holy Christ.
Yeah. But, it's big too. It's like, I don't know, like I think 24 inches by 24 inches.
So it would be about $150 pillow.
Well, so we looked it up and we found it on Amazon for $30.
Sure.
So this of course led into a whole conversation between me and Julian about, going to Dave and Buster's to see what they have. And instead of wasting money on ticket stuff, just buying it on Amazon. Cause like that thing that I wanted was $30. I ordered it, by the way. It was $30. I mean, I'm never going to get 28,000 tickets. You know what I mean?
No,
but I need to have this pillow.
You really do.
I do.
When you're recording an episode, you need to rest your arm on it.
You're right.
It's very important.
I'm glad you understand.
I do.
So, so there was that, and there's like a Sonic the Hedgehog drone thing. Yeah, so it was an interesting conversation. We talked about that for like 10 minutes.
So did you calculate how much like 100 tickets actually is in real money?
Yeah, we couldn't figure it out because that led to a different discussion. Because if we went by the Batman pillow, it'd be like 450 tickets per dollar.
Ooh,
something like that. I can't remember exactly what it was. But there were some other items that were more. So they would come out to like 600 tickets per dollar.
Jesus.
So I don't think they have like an actual dollar amount set on these things. I think it's more like, hey, this is cool. How much can we charge for this?
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Batman's hot right now. Let's charge as much as we can.
Yeah. Yeah, like they had a Pikachu, a 36-inch tall Pikachu.
Mm-hmm.
That was like 30,000. Oh, no, that was the one that was 30,000 tickets. The Batman pillow was like 15 or 16,000 tickets.
Oh, that's a steal.
Yeah, steal. The Pikachu, the 36-inch Pikachu was like 28,000 tickets.
Kids love the Pokemon.
Yeah, yeah. And we couldn't find that exact one. We found one that was a little smaller, and it was like $50.
Good God.
Yeah. But yeah, we figured like roughly 450 tickets to a dollar.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. But then like when you play the games, you know, it's not like back in our day, Nick, when you go to the arcade and put your quarter in.
Is this old man Ferretti right now? Pants up his elbows.
Back in my day, a game used to cost a quarter.
Right.
Now you get a $20 card and you play like 10 games. You know what I mean?
There you go.
It ain't cheap.
Do Dave and Buster's, because I haven't been in one probably in a decade, Does Dave and Buster's have pinball games?
No, that's what my dad was saying too. He's like, "Where's the pinball?"
Okay, okay, yeah, because they can't be like, "Yeah, you can play it. It will only cost you $4 a play."
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, pinball has to be sort of price conscious, and Dave and Buster's will not make money off that. But I'm sure there's plenty of Fruit Ninja games out there if you wanted to play those.
Dude, they've had the same Fruit Ninja there for like since they opened.
Yeah, of course.
Yep. Zoe and I played.
Did you do the Papa Shop?
Say what?
Did you do the Papa Shop?
The Papa Shop.
Pop a shot.
Oh well, we did the what's it called? Bags. We call it cornhole here.
Of course you do. You're in the South.
Yeah, we call it cornhole. In the rest of the U.S., it's called bags.
Mm-hmm.
They have a bags game, which is cool. It's got a little conveyor belt, so you throw your bag, and if you get it in, it goes in. If not, it comes right back to you in a conveyor belt. Zoe and I play the hell out of that. We love playing that. We tag team it, and we get a shit ton of tickets. Uh-huh. So we play that.
Skee-ball?
The girls all played a lot of skee-ball. I'm not a big skee-ball guy.
Yeah, same here.
They've got this thing where, like, you know in carnivals they have the bowling pins and you throw the ball at them to knock them down?
Yes.
They've got a game like that, except the bowling pins are, like, plushy bowling pins. Zoe and I love playing that, so we tag team that one too. And then we tag team the football one. It's like the basketball one with the football with the three holes.
Yep.
Here's a tip. If you play the football game, do not ever aim for the holes.
Hmm.
You get more points by hitting the players that come out of the side of the game.
That's a pro strategy right there.
Yeah, because let me tell you, it's very hard to get it in the little holes to get the touchdowns. But when the little players pop up, it's very simple to hit them, and you get the same exact number of points as you do on the touchdown things.
Always the math brain working. Look at you.
Pro tip, just for the record.
That is a pro strategy. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm also convinced that I'm destined to become Batman. Because
how did you bury the lead? We've been talking for an hour and a half. This can that be the title of the podcast? I'm convinced. My destiny is to become Batman.
It's my destiny to become Batman. So the last four times that I've been to Dave and Buster's, when I walk, they have a Batman game. Okay. It's kind of like, oh God, what was that game? Remember Burnout?
Remember it. I bought the brand new version of Burnout. Okay, good. Are you kidding me?
That's why you're the best, because that was a great game. It's like Burnout, except you also have weapons. And the point is you're chasing. It was like, what was the Cops and Robbers one? You remember that? What was that one called?
Cops and, you mean Need for Speed?
Oh, I'm thinking of Need for Speed. What was it? What was the name of that one?
Need for Speed.
Yeah, but what was the name of the game? It had
you
a
mean
subtitle.
Like Rivals or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't
Rivals.
Yeah. Rivals was not good.
No, that wasn't.
Rivals was like the Fast and the Furious of Need for Speed. Damn it, I wish I remember what that was called. Anyway, that one was awesome. Because like the cops would chase you, or like you could be a cop and you chase somebody. So it's kind of like that. You're like chasing criminals down Gotham City. And you
Hot pursuit.
And you shoot them with machine guns. Sometimes you can get into like the bat plane and like shoot them from the sky. And there's like missions and stuff. Well, Nick, let me tell you, the past four times that I've been to Dave and Buster's, I walk by the Batman machine and there's a free credit there and nobody at the machine. It's a sign that I'm destined to become Batman.
I'm Batman.
Not only that, I'm so fucking good at that game. I get like three free games every time I play.
Well, it's because you wait for the helicopters to come out from the side and you shoot those.
Oh, God, that game's so fun. That game is so fun. I love the shit out of it.
Ah, that's too funny.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
I'm destined to become Batman. God, that killed me.
Oh, man. So, yeah.
Dave and Buster's is tons of fun.
Oh, it's great.
Oh my God. Next time I go there, if I have any tickets, I'll just send them to you.
Yeah, there you go.
I'd really like to put them into the Zoe fund. What the hell? Let her get some sweet ass shoes.
Just whatever you do, don't order a Killian's Irish Red, because then they'll give you like a mimosa or something.
Oh God, really?
Yeah. I told you that story, didn't I?
You did.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah, that was the.
Did they do it again this time?
No, no. I just asked for what. Okay. What did I get? Angry Orchard.
Do they have? How is their beer selection? Is it just typical like Miller and Budweiser?
Yeah, it's just
crap?
Normal stuff.
That stinks.
Yeah, yeah. Just
no drinking
stuff.
For me.
No.
Yeah.
But good times. Good times.
That is good times.
You have any exciting stories for me? I feel like I've been talking too much.
No, you haven't been talking at all. I love it. I want to be filled in. I love it. No, I think this weekend coming up, dear Nerdy Legion listener, we're coming up to Father's Day here in the mighty U.S. And I'm going to be seeing Tom for Father's Day. I'll also be seeing my brother, who is also a father.
Nice.
Going out to brunch with them. And then I'm going to try to convince my wife if we can swing by Costco so I can get a huge ass salmon fillet.
Oh.
And do that bad dog up. I haven't done that in months, and I'm just dying to like put some maple. I told you my last glaze was like a maple syrup, Dijon mustard, and like a little liquid smoke.
Man, count me in.
Dude, you just wrap that up in tin foil, so it's like cooking but also basting in it as well as like steaming it, because you sort of tented the tin foil. You don't push it down. You just tent it a little. Oh my God. I've done it like 3 times. I'm salivating. It is melt in your mouth goodness. And you have like a 2-foot salmon fillet. Oh my God, that is fun eating for at least 2 days.
Okay, so they have fillets. I was going to ask you if it was fillets or like a whole salmon.
Oh, they have both, but I always just go for one because I'm feeding 2 people.
Really? They have whole salmons there?
Oh yeah.
What's the price of that?
I couldn't even tell you. Could not even tell you.
It can't be cheap. It's got to be at least $100.
Oh, it's cheaper than that. I think the salmon. I think the salmon fillet itself. God, I want to say it's like between 18 and 22.
That's pretty good.
It's real good.
Yeah.
And it's tasty, dude. It's fresh and it's like you smell the, you know, it's wrapped in plastic, so it's not frozen, but you smell
wrapped
that plastic.
In plastic.
And it doesn't smell like fish.
No,
it is
good.
Fantastic.
Yep. I like getting my fish at Whole Foods for that reason. They have pretty fresh fish there.
They do, for sure. Yeah.
Although my
Whole
Foods
is a little far away from us. So it'd be a trip.
See,
yeah.
Costco and Whole Foods are roughly in the same area for us. We don't go to Costco because we don't have a membership, but where my wife works now, they have a business account and any employee can use it.
Ooh.
So we might go. The thing is, like, the stuff we eat, it would spoil if we got in like Costco quantities. You know what I mean?
But I think you would enjoy. If you haven't been into a Costco in a while, which before I got my membership, I wasn't in a Costco for like 3 years. All of a sudden they're bringing in, and granted they're gigantic bags of like spices, and they have so much to like, the amounts are crazy, but then you look at the price per amount and it's like, wow, this big thing of organic like maple syrup is the same price as this wee little, it almost looks like a cup full of the same maple syrup for the same price. It's like, wow. Cause I mean, and I know you do as well. Like there's certain staples that's like, oh yeah, I'll go through that olive oil without a doubt.
Oh yeah.
So, if she can use it for a weekend. Oh yeah. You should go over there just to peruse.
Might have to do that this weekend.
And then get one of their 2-pound jumbo hot dogs for $1.25. Yeah, it's crazy.
I can't eat hot dogs, bro. Come on. My doctor will kill me.
Oh, that's true. Well, then have a Polish sausage. They're $2.
So they have a good, like, fresh fish selection?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
The fish and the cheese selection?
Oh,
amazing.
Geez.
Yeah, dog.
I got Reagan into cheese. She's a fucking
Ooh.
Cheese fanatic now. I told my wife for my birthday I want a block of this blue cheese that they have at Whole Foods. It's like $120 for the block.
Honey, that's all I want.
That's all I want. I was like, just get me this block of blue cheese, please. That's all I want. It's giant.
And if you accidentally buy me a Batman book, I won't throw that out.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I'll put it right underneath that blue cheese.
Exactly.
Don't worry.
But oh, that's interesting. See, I like making whole fish, but I can't do it because the family gets weirded out.
I know. I don't get that. My wife is the same way. Like, it took up until when we got these, like, the huge salmon fillets, she's still at that point. That was the first time where she's like, yeah, just leave the skin on. You know, if I get weirded out, I get weirded out.
Oh, no. Like, they're fine with the skin on. Matter of fact, they prefer skin on because it tastes better.
Oh, okay.
Weirded out is if I do the whole fish because it's got the head and everything still on it. Head, tail, fins, everything.
Yeah, it's got the eyeball staring back at
them. So they get a little weirded out by that.
Ah,
but I love it. It's so much work, though, man.
Like, it is.
Descaling the fish and gutting it and all that, God, it's a pain in the ass.
I'm used to it, so it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Well, see, the last time I did it, I cut the shit out of my finger. I had a fin spine go through my thumb.
Jeez.
We got some trout from this guy that used to work with Heather at her old job.
You told me about this guy.
Yeah, him and his buddies went fishing, and they caught a shit ton of fish, and they just came back to work with a cooler full, and were just, like, handing out whole fish, like, the whole company.
Oh, my God.
So we had, like, I think they gave us two or three, and, God, it was such a pain in the ass to get rid of that shit. But it was fucking tasty, let me tell you.
I was going to say, for trout, I think I would do – I'd go through that hell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, there's trout all over. I got a lake down the street. You can go trout fishing there.
Shit. I wish I was close. Trout's a damn good fish.
Uh-huh. I got a guy that I work with. He goes fishing all the time. He fishes at that river. And he caught like a 36-pound trout or something. It's fucking gigantic.
Holy cow.
Yeah. He does like fishing competitions every couple months.
I would think if he's getting a 30-pound trout, he probably knows what he's doing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We used to, up north, my grandfather lived in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and he would go traveling around Indiana as well as, like, the outlying states, just fishing on weekends and, you know, weeks on end. It doesn't matter. But his big thing was bass. Because they were so plentiful around here. So bass and walleye were like the two fish that he easily could get. And I never really realized until I moved to like Illinois, where Illinois is not that they don't have walleye, but if you go to a restaurant and you see it on a menu, usually that's like a special is, oh, we brought walleye in for Saturday.
Yep.
Where I'm so used to eating it, it's just like, oh my God, now I crave it. Mm-hmm. Like, where the hell is that?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Trout is a unicorn here in Illinois.
Oh, not that's here. A hard, trout that's and a bass are everywhere. And catfish.
Lucky dog. Oh, I love, well, catfish is everywhere.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's very true. I'm going to tell you though, that's one fish I would not want to prep and cook myself.
I've done it, and it's a pain in the ass. It really isn't even worth the time.
No. I would not want to. It's just, ugh, the sliminess, and ugh, no thanks.
But I gotta say, I love the modern, like, especially now. It's a great time to live for seafood, because almost, if you get some high quality, even frozen seafood, the way it's flash frozen, You hardly can tell the difference.
Yeah.
Where I remember growing up, yes, there was frozen fish, but other than a fish stick, you would taste it and it just always there was no taste to it and it was just rubbery as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Where now it tastes like, oh, is that fresh or is that frozen? Sometimes you can't even tell.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Yep. Yeah, there's still a couple of fish that I won't eat frozen though. I still prefer fresh salmon.
Okay.
I think the meat and salmon hardens up a little bit. It gets tougher, when you freeze it. Even flash frozen.
It almost become, I get what you're saying. It, instead of being flaky, it just becomes one salmon steak.
I mean, I found one. I can't remember where we bought them, but we tried some frozen salmon from this one place and it was good. It was flaky, but the thing is with salmon, you want like the small flakes, right? Like you can almost, it shreds when you cut it.
Oh yeah.
This was flaking, but it was like big flakes.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You don't want like the heavy, the density, the consistency in salmon meat. You want like that softness. Yep. So salmon's one of them, that I don't like to do. What's the other one that I don't like doing? Oh, tuna.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Tuna steak's gotta be fresh.
Makes sense.
Especially if you do tuna tartare. Oh my God.
See, you're talking to the boy who still won't eat tuna. So,
dude, all right, listen, that's because you're probably used to canned tuna.
Yeah, that's my mom forcing horrible tuna patties and tuna out of the can. Oh,
dude,
the smell of it still gets to me.
I have arguments with people all the time because the big thing down south is like crab cakes and salmon cakes.
Mm-hmm.
And why the fuck would you put crab and salmon in a fucking can? You know what I mean? Yep. Like, no.
Yep.
So, but that's big down here. No, tuna steaks, you gotta get fresh. When you freeze them, it's not good. It's not
good. Agreed.
But let me tell you, you should try a good fresh tuna steak. See if they have them at Costco. Cause it tastes nothing like the canned stuff.
I've had tuna umpteen times. It's just a thing with me that it's hard to get over.
Mm.
I've had it. I've had it in great restaurants. I've had it in sushi. I'll eat it, but it is the absolute last thing that I would ever order on a seafood menu.
Yeah, you were scarred in your childhood. I get it.
I was.
I'll tell you though, I can't always get fresh fish. So what I've been doing, I'm eating a lot of fish, of course, with my new healthier eating.
Look at you.
What I found was the tuna sensations are really fucking good.
The tuna out of a bag?
The pouch. The little aluminum foil pouch, whatever it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good,
dude. Yeah, I get
those
for my wife. I think she likes one of the flavors.
I like all of them except the mango chutney. That one's disgusting. it literally tastes like hot garbage. Cold garbage. It tastes like cold garbage. And it's weird because I love mangoes and I love mango chutney. But it tastes really bad.
I think some of them have garlic in them, so that's why she can't.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
The spicy ones are really good. There's a chipotle one that's fucking delicious. The Thai tuna, whatever the hell it is really good. There is a buffalo style tuna that's also really good. All the spicy ones are really good.
Oh, that's weird.
Because really, all you taste is tuna. The sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure I could smell it. That's the problem.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I love spicy stuff. I want to get some, like, poblano peppers and make stuffed poblanos.
Oh.
That's one thing I haven't done. When I go to a Mexican restaurant, like, that's what I usually get.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. That cheese that they use, I'm not a big fan of it.
Yeah, it's pretty tasteless. But, I mean, it's real ooey-gooey. So maybe that's the whole point of it.
Well, while it's warm, you let it cool down.
Right.
It tastes like fucking ugh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's some lukewarm garbage right there. You know what I finally had? Salad. Speaking of cheese.
Oh?
Humboldt cheese.
Tell me about Humboldt cheese.
It's like a creamy blue cheese.
Oh, you're speaking my language now.
And it was really good. Oh my God. Oh. Delightful. Huh. With some preserved figs, a little bit of corn. Oh yeah.
Did I tell you how I ruined figs for my wife?
Uh-oh.
So when we first got married, she was always talking about how much she loved figs. And I'm like, look, I don't like figs. Because just like canned tuna ruined the tuna experience for you, Fig Newtons ruined figs for me.
What?
Yeah.
What? those are just an awesome cookie. What are you talking about?
And here's the weird thing. If you get me like a jar of like fig preserves, I will eat the shit out of it. But don't give me a Fig Newton. I will barf it in your mouth.
Like a mama bird
Absolutely.
To a baby bird.
Absolutely.
Ugh. Gross.
But
is Heather big into figs or is her relationship to figs Fig Newtons?
No, she just like fig stuff.
Like, okay, so at this point, she was all on board fig, and then you derailed her from figs.
Yes, and here's how I did it.
Oh, God.
I don't know what you know about figs, but do you know how figs are grown? Do you know?
No.
Do you know figs' relationship to other creatures of the natural world?
Are you going to say that figs have ants inside of them?
You are very close.
Oh, no.
You're very close. Figs, in fact, according to the FDA, have the highest allowance of bug parts allowed of any food that's humanly consumptible. Because in the wild, there is a specific species of wasp that can only procreate and lay eggs inside of a fig.
What the hell?
And so, figs have a very high concentration of insect parts because, and of course wasp eggs because of this fact. And so when I told my wife that, she has not touched anything figgy related since.
Well, let your wife know that insects are high on protein.
I have.
So let's enjoy some figs.
Dude, I can't tell you how many times I've tried to get her to let me get like cricket flour or like, you know, stuff like that. And she's like, no. Like, if I know that it came from an insect, I will not touch it.
Maybe you just need to buy cricket flour, make her something, and then be like, that potato fritter was done with cricket flour. Nom, nom, nom.
Oh, man. Oh, man, I made sweet potato fries. Woo-wee!
All right, now let me hear this. Is it because you know me? I'm on the low carb diet, which right now it sucks.
It's tough.
It's always gonna
it's
suck.
Very tough.
But I have sweet potatoes.
Yep.
And this weekend I was gonna look up a recipe, and hopefully your recipe is for baked sweet potato fries because I do not want to deep fry sweet potatoes because then why am I eating them?
Let me tell you, deep frying makes a lot of things taste better. Sweet potatoes is not one of them. The best way to make sweet potatoes, and I know you made fun of me when I told you this last time, there are certain vegetables that taste incredible when they're baked. Okay, so last time we talked, I told you about cauliflower and broccoli, and they are incredible when you bake them or broil them. Sweet potato is another one of those. Okay. It's starchy, but not as starchy as potatoes. So you need to slice them thinner than you would when you do a potato wedge.
Oh, so not the size of a home fry.
No, don't do it the size of a home fry. Do it maybe like half that width.
Can it be – I'm only thinking of my mandolin slicer. Can it be thicker than like a McDonald's fry?
I mean, you can make it as wide as you want.
Okay.
But the height has to be thin enough. You can make it thicker, right? Like the size of a potato wedge. But with that stuff, I'm a little lazy. And here's why.
Okay.
When you go to make like a sweet potato fry, if you make them thin enough, they'll cook thoroughly in like 30, 35 minutes at 400.
Ooh, that's nice. Okay.
If you do it the size of a regular potato wedge, you're going to have to cook it for like close to an hour. And you'll probably need to flip them in between. And
what about a disc? What about a potato disc?
If you chop them sideways, that would work too.
Okay.
But again, it depends on the thickness. It's not so much about the shape or the width, but the thickness of the wedge.
Okay. Cause I want to use my slicer cause, you know, why not?
Now, if you do the slicer, that'd be pretty simple. And I mean, doing the rounds, is a lot easier than doing a wedge.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Just make sure you do them thin, and they're so good, dude. So good. Just do them like, all you do is you chop them up, toss them in a bowl with little EVOO. Let me translate, because I know last time I said that, somebody said, what's EVOO? And I almost smacked them. Extra virgin olive oil.
Do they not read or watch Rachel Ray? What the hell? Get on it, listener.
Seriously, that was the message. What's EVOO? I was like, what?
Oh, yeah. I'm happy you fended that question.
It's fine. I don't mind. But,
yeah, I don't mind.
So extra virgin olive oil, just a little bit, and then sea salt. to your taste.
Yeah.
Just toss them in there for like a couple seconds. Throw them mm-hmm. flat on a pan so they're not overlapping. And mm-hmm. Just do them like 30, 35 minutes at 400 and you're done.
Man, that sounds good.
It's great, dude.
Oh, I'll it's be great. Doing that. That might be accompanying my salmon, just to let you know.
I chopped up 6 sweet potatoes because there were like 8 of us in the house, 8 or 9 of us.
Sure.
And I still had leftovers. Matter of fact, I ate them Monday when I went to work.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yep. Nice.
Yep. They're really good, dude.
Oh, very good. What about you? What do you got coming up this weekend?
Well, this weekend is the Heroes Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Ooh.
So I will be attending that.
Wow. When are you going to go?
Just Saturday. Just Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I was going to take Zoe, but I'm not going to.
You're flying solo?
I'm taking Reagan.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm taking Reagan. Because Reagan's old enough where I can kind of leave her alone and go do my own thing.
Yeah.
And I figured that might work out okay because Mike Myers will be there, Chris Campbell, Daryl Taylor, a bunch of those guys. So that'll be cool. Ed Moore and Chris Parton will be there, and I haven't met them. I talk to them all the time, but I've never met them. So they'll be there. I'll get to chat with them. That'll be cool.
Nice.
And I know there's a couple listeners from CTT that are going to be showing up. Cause they sent me excited. DM. So yeah, it'd be cool. I was like, I'm not going to hang out cause I got my kids with me, but
yeah,
you know, we can like say, hey, and like look through long boxes.
I can't get drunk with you. I have my child.
Yeah. It was funny too. Cause, Chris sent me a message. He was trying to get a poker game together.
Nice.
I was like, I'm not sure like who's all going, but I'm sure we can get a poker game together. I don't know how well that would work out if I had the kids with me. And that's part of the reason why I'm not taking Zoe. Because that way I'm a little freer to do things.
Sure.
Reagan asked that we go the whole weekend.
Ooh.
She's like, can we get a hotel and stay overnight and go both days? And I was like, no.
Oh, man. She is cut from the same cloth. When do you think that could possibly happen? How old is Reagan? Like 16?
She'll be 15 in October.
15.
I mean, I figure maybe another year or two.
Yeah, I was going to say 16, 17. I could see.
Yeah. Happening. I just like, you know, if I go to a con with her, like I'm totally cool with that.
Yeah.
But like if I'm going to a con with where I have friends there also, right? So like Chicago or sure. Heroes, I'm going to go hang out with my friends, you know, and I'm not going to leave a kid in a hotel room by herself.
But hold on, let's step this back a little bit. Let's put Martin and Nick in the same position.
Mm-hmm.
That is not your parent leaving you for the night to go do said poker game or go out to dinner. You know what that is? You are in this sweet ass hotel room all by yourself. Mother Africa. Oh, it's the best.
Well, and that's why I'm saying like another year or two.
Especially if, of course, I wouldn't think at her age right now. No, but in a couple of years, oh my God, it'd be like, yeah, Dad, why do you have to come back? This is awesome. Especially if you're like, yeah, just order room service. Mm. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm order service. Shoot. And my parents used to do stuff like that. They would take us on like, bowling tournaments and they would go down to the bar downstairs and just get fucking hammered. But me and my brother were in a sweet ass hotel room, no parents, tons of food that we could eat. And of course, they're all like snacks that we could never have like as many snacks normally mm-hmm. in our regular house. But since, you know, obviously the parents are just like, hey, here's everything you'd ever want. Here's an ice bucket. Go down. Here's money for a vending machine. Go down and get whatever the hell else you want. And it's like no rules. And then we're also watching awesome cable. So, but growing up, I also didn't have cable. So. It was like, oh my God, this is the best. Yeah. And all my parents said was just don't leave the hotel room. Stay in the hotel room.
Well, it's funny too, cause my wife got mad at me. Cause Reagan and I are texting and she's like adamant about going the whole weekend. and then my wife texts me. She's
wants
like,
her dad by herself. That's what she wants.
Sure. But my wife, my wife texts me. She's like, are you guys going the whole weekend? I was like, well, no. I was like, I'm going to be bringing Zoe. She's like, when you take Zoe, you have a good time, but she starts whining after like an hour that her feet hurt. Why don't you just not take Zoe and have it, enjoy yourself? And I was like, okay, that's a good point. Fair enough.
If you're like, you're the best wife ever.
Yeah. And
problem solved.
Problem solved. And so Reagan is asking me about staying overnight. And so I say to her, we can stay overnight if your mom goes to the convention. Knowing full well, I mean, in my head, it made sense.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that my wife hates comic books and hates anything comic book related and would never in a million years be spotted at a comic book convention.
Hell no.
And so I figured like that would be the out, right?
Yeah.
Like, haha, only if your mom goes, because I know she's not going to go.
Right.
Well, then my wife's like, why are you telling Reagan if I go that we can go the whole weekend? I was like, that's not what I meant to say.
She's like, you already hang around dorky friends. The last thing I want to do is have a weekend with all of your dorky friends.
Well, because of course what happened is when I told Reagan that, she's like, mama, you need to come to the convention so we can go the whole weekend. And my wife's like, fuck that.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, in hindsight, you probably should have fell on that grenade.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Jay, you're like,
daddy's still good cop.
Jay had just posted this, this diagram on our Discord chat. I don't know if you got to see it, but it's a chart on like when men are right and women are right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, woman's right, man is wrong, woman is right. Woman's wrong, man is right, woman is right. What is it? Man is right, woman is right, woman is right. Man is wrong, woman is wrong, man is wrong. Or woman is right. And so, so I posted that to her, and that kind of eased the whole thing, you know what I mean? So let me tell you, bro, I mean, you've been married a while. Happy wife, happy life, you know what I mean?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
After a while, you're like, it's just not worth it. Whatever you want, honey.
Yeah. Hey, I can't believe she was the one that suggested, why don't just you and Reagan go? Problem solved.
Mm-hmm.
Where, guess what? Maybe she'd want the house all to herself and like, yeah, you take them for the day. Guess who has the house all to herself and the dogs? Me.
Well, exactly. So she'll just be hanging out at home with the dogs drinking wine.
Yes, but she also will be with a so.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'll be in my element.
That was a little bit of a grenade that she jumped on. But guess what? Starting next year or the following year, you might want to think about taking her. What the hell?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So,
but yeah. I hate to say, and I'm sure you're going down the same road, if all of a sudden you were like, hey, next year, let's go do Heroes. The whole weekend, we're going to stay in a hotel, me and you. I guarantee you a month before, Daddy, I want to bring Charlotte. Is that okay?
Hmm. Yeah. And then it's I don't think so.
Shit. You know what I'm like?
Well, actually, you know what? That'd probably be okay. Cause then I'd be like, hell yeah, you guys hang out and then I'll be out of here.
Yes. It would be a good thing as well as you won't have as much daughter time.
Sure, sure, sure.
But you'll probably feel a lot better that, well, she's not alone.
Let me tell you, Nick, right
as
now.
As long as it's not the naughty friend who's like, you guys just don't leave this room. And then the naughty friend 5 minutes after you leave, like, hey, come on, let's go out. Hey, what are you guys doing? No.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. Reagan's very, very much by the rules. She's so funny though. She's got her best friend, Rebecca. You know, girls love talking on the phone. Reagan is not a typical girl and hates talking on the phone. Her friend Rebecca calls her like 10 times a day. And Reagan literally like doesn't even pick up the phone the first 5 times. And finally she's like, ugh, now I have to pick up because she's already called me 5 times. You know, like she'd much rather just text.
I'm sure she calls. It's very important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Information that she's sharing with her.
Extremely important.
Yeah, the world is going to end type information.
Yep, yep. But no, I'm excited for Heroes. I don't know. I don't have a plan. I started looking at the guest list last night and I was like, I was just overwhelmed because there's so many people there.
I just quit looking.
I do know that I'm going to go see, Bridget Connell, the guest I just had on my other podcast.
Nice.
Cause she was awesome and she's local. So I'm going to go hang out with her. She's got a book waiting for me. Of course, I have to see Luke Foster, so I can get a reach around under the con table. And then beyond that, we'll see. I'm gonna swing by Doc Shaner to get you a little something.
Oh, if you can.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So I'm gonna swing by there. I was a little upset because James Robinson was supposed to be there.
Yeah, and he canceled. See that. Oh.
Yeah, so that's a little upsetting because I wanted to talk about Sherman with him.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It's fine, whatever.
Yeah.
There's gonna be plenty of other people there. I'm definitely gonna swing by Dorkin's booth, Evan Dorkin. Chat up with him. Clarice Claremont. I want to talk to Claremont so bad. So I'll swing by there. Garcia Lopez is going to be there, so I want to swing by there. And I don't know about panels. I think the only panel I'm kind of set on going is Steranko panel.
Okay.
Because I missed it last year. I caught like the last 10 minutes of it. So I want to go. That dude is freaking, I don't know if you've ever seen Steranko in person.
No.
But he's like 90 years old. He's got to be like 90 at least. He's the tiniest man I've ever seen in my life. He's got to be like 5'2".
But he still has the sweet pompadour haircut, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Hell yeah.
He's like 5'2", 100 pounds. His hair is probably at least 2 feet of that height and at least 20 pounds of that weight.
Hell yeah.
He wears these sweet bell bottoms.
Of course he does.
He was the man. So we'll see. Other than that, I don't know. I'm going to try to hit every booth this year. And that might be tough, but I'm going to try.
We can only be a tenth as cool as Steranko is now.
Oh God.
You know what I'm like?
Oh God. Yes.
Jesus. And we have letters on him.
Uh huh.
And we're about maybe a hundredth as cool as he is.
Uh-huh.
It's like he's just a freaking pimp.
Uh-huh.
he's somebody that should be writing a book.
Mm.
Like, just sit down with a ghostwriter. That's
mm-hmm.
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure there's one hell of a story there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope you get to all of this stuff. What, you're going Saturday?
Just Saturday, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
What about Pops? Pops Day, what do you have any plans?
Pops Day, I'm going to be doing a whole lot of relaxing.
Ooh, okay.
And maybe comic book reading. I don't know. Like, if I read comics, it'll be old stuff. I've already read most of the stuff that came out this week.
Nice. Man, you're ahead of the curve.
Yeah. I read between last night and tonight, I read like 14 or 15 books.
Oh, good for you.
So we'll see. Maybe I'll do trades or some unlimited stuff. We'll see. But yeah, I'm just going to hang out. No plans. I don't even care if they make me food. Like, I just want to do nothing.
Or just you can make some food.
Yeah, you know what? I might end up cooking anyway just because I enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then my wife's birthday is next week.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Her repeated 29th birthday is on, next Wednesday.
Nice. What Batman classic collection did you buy her this year?
That's so funny. I was going to make that joke to her. I was going to get one of my trays and just wrap it up and give it to her. And then be like, kidding.
I would send her two pictures of like two different trades and be like, I think they're both in your size. I got them for you.
That's hilarious. No, she already knows what she's getting for her birthday because we have the household account on Amazon.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah. So she already knows. We don't, dude, like by this point, we don't care. You know what I mean?
I know.
It's just easier to be like, hey, get me this for my birthday.
Yeah.
So she wanted a smartwatch for her birthday.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah. So I researched and researched for like literally 3 days, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, you know, the iWatch is popular, but you have to have an iPhone and she doesn't.
Yep.
The Samsung Gear is popular, but you have to have a Samsung phone and she doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So it took a lot of research, but I found one. I got her a TicWatch.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was a Kickstarter, and now they're like an actual company, I guess. So it
I just heard a review on the Tick Watches.
Oh, did you?
Someone on CNET just reviewed it and was very pleased with it.
Yeah, yeah. All the reviews that I saw were pretty positive. So I was like, all right, let's try that.
Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah.
Good for her. Like my wife, she has a Apple Watch.
Right.
And she likes it. She loves it. And it is very accurate. And for her, it's really good because of all of her heart problems. Mm-hmm. It sort of gives her a biometric reading.
Right.
And I guess their new update is even going to do more, which is great.
Yep.
I mean, it's its own heart monitor, which is fantastic. But the one drawback for her is none of her friends and family have them. Mm. So it's not like she can send messages to them. Hey, how are you doing working out? It's not one of those. It should be a motivating factor, and it's not because no one has it. Like motivating to like work out more.
Yeah. See, she's been talking about it for a few months now. And then, when my dad was here, he's got one.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a smartphone. He's got one of the Fitbits.
Yeah.
But the newer one. So it does like calls and text too.
Sure.
And he's got it because he's got like heart issues. Mm-hmm. So he uses it to track all his stuff. And, she was playing with it. She's like, yeah, I definitely want that for my birthday. I was like, cool. Let's just do that.
Good. I like that. That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's a perfect gift.
Yeah, so it'll be good. I'm sure that I'll end up playing with it quite a bit and get one for myself.
All right, I'm in.
Dude, it takes a SIM card. You can use it as a phone. How awesome is that? I can be like Inspector Gadget.
You're gonna be all in. I have no doubt in my mind.
Look, if I'm becoming Batman, I need to have a bat phone.
Very true.
Okay.
Batman likes gadget.
You goddamn right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's wrap this up, Nick.
Sounds good.
You have been listening to the podcast that never introduces itself.
Oh, I forgot.
You would think after like 150 whatever many episodes we've done, people are used to this by now.
I would hope that their very first listen. Let's put it that way.
Dude, if it's the first listen, then I apologize because they just listened to 2 hours and they don't even know who this is.
Exactly.
They don't know what show this is. They don't know who the guests are. They're just like, what the hell's happening on this podcast?
Is this just a food podcast? I thought this was Dirty Talk. What the hell?
This is a whatever the hell we want it to be podcast. You've been listening to the Nerdy Legion podcast with Nick and Martin. There, we said it. Now you know what this is. Congratulations.
Hello.
Now rewind it and start from the beginning. You can find Nick at Nick Wetmore. I'm at Geekvine. The show is at Nerdy Legion. Be sure to head on over to nerdylegion.com and check out all the other shows, including my favorite show, Comic Talk Today. Oh, wait.
Mm-hmm. What?
Who said that?
No, it is.
It's great.
It's my favorite.
Who does that show? He's good. I'm premiering a new episode type tomorrow. Top five.
Are you really right now interrupting the exit to Nerdy Legion to promote your segment on a
Listen,
podcast?
Have you heard the show?
How dare you?
With the amount of ranting that happens on this show, you think this is anything out of the ordinary?
Hey, this is a Rant Thursday. I know it's supposed to be Therapy Thursday, but right now it's Rant Thursday.
Hey, Rant Thursday, it's fine. So yeah, I'm doing that. So if you like comic books, check that out. If you like all kinds of stuff, go check out the other shows. There's DC shows, Marvel shows, there's movie shows, there's wrestling shows, there's Star Wars shows, there's F-Shock shows. What am I missing? Indie comic shows. There's people trying to save the world over there. You know what I mean?
There are.
It's important. We're doing the Lord's work over there.
We absolutely are.
So check those out.
Little baby Jesus loves it all.
Sweet 8-pound, 6-ounce baby Jesus. Mm-hmm. Blessed all of us. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time.